The Penn Museum didn't exactly lose the skeleton. For decades, associate curator Janet Monge knew it was in her storage room, packed in a wooden crate underneath a box of femurs and a giant bear skull.
Periodically, I made that mental note, you know, we need to figure out what's going on with this specimen.
The skeleton is laid out on its back, and it's covered in a congealed mass of wax and dirt. Its identification documents, noting the skeleton's age and where it was found, were missing. That is until this spring, when a museum colleague digitizing old documents mentioned records he'd found for a mysterious missing skeleton.
I almost immediately, based on his description and then looking at the photos, identified it as this person, this unidentified person.
This person was male, 50s-ish, standing between 5'8" and 5'10". He was unearthed by Sir Leonard Woolley around 1930 in present-day Iraq. Monge and colleague William Hafford used photos of Woolley from the famous dig to match the skeleton to its records.
You can see him heating wax in the photos, and he's dribbling it across, helping to infuse the dirt around the bones to hold them in place. And then he cuts underneath and slides a board in so he can pull the whole body out rather than just trying to collect bones, because they weren't in very good condition still. They were kind of crumbly.
Bad timing contributed to the skeleton being separated from its identifying papers for 85 years.
It came in during the Great Depression, and we did not have many people working. That's part of the problem.
Another part? The dizzying number of artifacts the archaeologist Woolley brought back. Monge says they can't remove the wax that covers the bones to run some typical tests, but they can CT scan the skeleton to create a 3D model.
So rather than actually sort of physically trying to take it out of this conglomerate mass, basically, we'll virtually extract the individual pieces and put it back together.
Even basic pelvic bone analysis to determine gender is more advanced than the techniques Woolley would have used back in the 1930s.
You would tend to say if they were buried with weapons, they were male, and if they were buried with jewelry, they were female. And this is not absolutely true at all.
Hafford says reuniting the skeleton with its papers feels like giving him his history back. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.